All right, here we go. Niños y niñas, señores y señoritas, luchadores and luchadores, right here, right now, on the Trending Topics Network. This is Lou Chat. Lou Chat is the podcast that chats all about the happenings within Lucha Underground. I'm the host, Finn Fish, and this is the 67th installment of Lou Chat. And on this week's show, we're going to cover episode 16 of season 3 of Lucha Underground, Battle of the Bulls. We have a special guest, El Hijo de Finn Fish. We are not going to have any Lucha news, but how in the hell are you guys doing? Oh, that is great. I hope you all are enjoying your holiday and your holiday season, you know, being safe and all that good stuff. I hope you got what you wanted for Christmas. But my Christmas present is none other than my actual son being on this show. So say what's up.
Sup.
And so that being my son is over, him being the special guest, we're going to ask him some questions about wrestling. So who's your favorite wrestler?
Big E.
Big E. What's cool about Big E?
I think what's cool about Big E, that he's funny and his whole team are too.
Anybody else do you like? Who else?
Roman Reigns.
Ugh. How about the women wrestlers? Do you like any of the women wrestlers in WWE?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like them because they're rougher than boys. Kind of.
Rougher?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that would change in a few years. Alright, remember when you went to that your first ever wrestling show? How did you like that?
It was funny.
Funny? What's so funny about it?
Because when Funny Bone kicked the ref, he almost, like, knocked him out.
Well, you did like that part. And the whole time home, you were chanting for Funny Bone, Funny Bone. What else did you like about that event?
I liked where the bear and the skunk were beating up the guy in weird ways.
Okay. So, what about Christmas? Did you get what you wanted for Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, what did you get?
I got a Nerf gun and a gun that lights up.
Oh. So, are you ready to get into this episode of Lucha Underground?
Yeah. Now hit that fighting music.
And let's get into episode 16 of season 3 of Lucha Underground, Battle of the Bulls.
Matt Stryker and Vampiro welcome us into the temple as they run down the night events. But our first Lucha of the night, it is the finals in the Battle of the Bulls tournament. And the winner of this match will become the number one contender for the Lucha Underground World Champion. We got PJ Black taking on Jeremiah Crane, taking on Cage, taking on the Mac in a four-way elimination match.
And you know how we do with these multi-man matches. We break down the guys individually, but this time, my son is going to do it. And the first person he's going to talk about is Cage.
He looks big, but he came off red on the TV.
Yeah, like his skin color was a little red. But Cage had a very big time spot where he was set up in the Doomsday device. PJ Black jumps off the ropes and Cage catches him into a power slam. That was looking nice. But we mentioned Cage first because Cage was the first person eliminated as Tejano comes down, punches Cage with the bull rope that the guys jump upon. Cage, 1, 2, 3, he is eliminated. And up next, we're going to talk about Jeremiah Crane. Not feeling his haircut, but that outfit is looking a little nice. That is like a more like a protective vest. Got a, more of a close-up on it. But how do you feel about Jeremiah Crane?
I think Jeremiah Crane is a little bit lazy because...
Well, hold on, lazy? Like, why do you think he's lazy?
I think he's lazy because when Cage was in the ring, Cage was doing all the work. But now when he wasn't, Jeremiah was doing all the work.
I mean, yeah, Jeremiah Crane is a very good wrestler. He probably never seen Jeremiah Crane. But Jeremiah Crane hits the cranium contusion on PJ Black. PJ Black rolls out of the ring. The Mac and Jeremiah Crane go at it for a little bit. Jeremiah Crane set up onto the top ropes and gets hit with a super Mac stunner. 1, 2, 3. Jeremiah Crane has been eliminated. Up next, we're going to talk about PJ Black. Yes, the Darewolf PJ Black. How do you feel about PJ Black?
I think PJ Black has a slight chance of winning, but not against the Mac. The Mac can do the same thing what he did to Cage.
Yeah, the PJ Black does have some great moonsaults, but so does the Mac. And the Mac picks up the big win when he hits a stunner on PJ Black for the 1, 2, 3. And now the Mac is the number one contender for the Lucha Underground World title. And he would know who he's going to face later on tonight as Johnny Mundo defends his Lucha Underground World title against Sexy Star. But the Mac, how you like the Mac? What's up with the Mac? Tell me a little bit about the Mac.
I think the Mac is a really cool guy because he gets to be friends with a girl wrestler.
Okay. Now we go to commercial break, and out of commercial break, we are in the bathroom as we get Aerostar and Phoenix looking in each stall for Drago, because, you know, Drago always hangs out in the bathroom. Well, we have Cobra Moon showing up and saying, "Nope, Drago's with me now. Boo-hoo for you." And then she sends out her two snake men to take out Aerostar and Phoenix. How did you feel about this fight?
I think that really wasn't a fair fight because there was 3 against 2.
Yes, because every time Aerostar and Phoenix tried to get the upper hand, Cobra Moon kept on stepping in, and eventually they got the upper hand and beat those two down. Now we are in the women's locker room. I'm not sure, but we get the Mac walking up on Sexy Star, telling him how happy he is for winning and how happy he's going to be if she wins. You said about Sexy Star and the Mac being friends earlier. What did you feel about this segment here?
I think it's really cool that they're friends, but I think they have a really goofy handshake.
And the Mac mentions that he's going to be a joy to take the Lucha Underground World title off Sexy Star if she becomes the first ever 2-time Lucha Underground champion. And then Sexy Star says, "It will be a joy to defend my title against you." Now we are in Derek Corto's office with Jeremiah Crane, and he's begging Derek Corto for a match. Derek Corto's like, "Are you sure about this?" Jeremiah Crane says, "Yes." Derek Corto agrees to this match that we don't know about right now. We see Jeremiah Crane looking in the ceiling tiles for somebody, pulls out just like a cardboard box or something like that. He goes, "Yeah, I left this here as I was a kid." Derek Corto shoots him a goofy ass look. And Jeremiah Crane's walking down the hallway when out of nowhere, Katrina appears. Katrina tells Jeremiah Crane, "You know, what's going on? I see you still playing with your toys." And he's like, "Yeah, I remember we used to play with this when we were younger. But I just asked Derek Cuerto for a match against your boy, Mil Muertes." But he uses Mil Muertes as his real name, but I figured what he had said. Katrina's like, "Ain't gonna happen." But Jeremiah Crane says, "Yeah, after I beat him, you're gonna be all mine." What do you think about that lady Katrina?
I think it was weird how she popped up and how Jeremiah can go straight through her.
Yes, we know. This is a little bit of a weird show. Katrina does have the powers of disappearing and reappearing. In this episode, he did just basically pass right through her. And it is time for our second and final lucha of the night. It is Sexy Star taking on the Lucha Underground World Champion, Johnny Mundo. As the participants enter the ring, El Hijo de Finch Fish has something to chime in about. What'd you say about Sexy Star?
I like her outfit. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, her ring attire makes her look like a warrior princess of some sort. And Johnny Mundo comes down in his regular shtick. This is a great match. This is Johnny Mundo's third cage match. There's only been three cage matches in the entirety of Lucha Underground. But this is Sexy Star's first cage match. But this is more of a cat and mouse game, as Sexy Star was got some good hits on Johnny Mundo and was just climbing across the ropes, avoiding Johnny Mundo. But when Sexy Star did finally get the opportunity to leave the cage, what did she do?
She jumped on Johnny Mundo.
Yeah, and what did you tell at the TV when she did that?
Why would she jump on Johnny Mundo when she could jump out of the cage?
Yeah, so that was the first time he really got vocal when we were watching the show. But we're actually gonna let El Hijo de Finfish call the finish of this match. And what happened?
First, they're just fighting. Then Johnny pulled off Sexy Star's mask, then climbed over the gate and won.
Yep, we get Johnny Mundo and Sexy Star on the top ropes. Johnny Mundo grabs Sexy Star's mask, flings it to the ground, and then he just climbs up and over. By the time Sexy Star gets her mask back on, Johnny Mundo is already hit the ground, and your winner and still Lucha Underground World Champion, Johnny Mundo is climbing the temple steps, and then out of nowhere, who did he get hit with?
He got hit by the Mac.
The Mac hit a Mac stunner on none other than Johnny Mundo as Sexy Star celebrating, but I wouldn't be celebrating. She just lost the match.
That's not fair. That Sexy Star has a mask, but Johnny Mundo doesn't have a mask. So how's that going to be fair?
I mean, people wear masks and some people don't, but I don't know about the rules in a cage match, but I know if it was a single match in AAA, I don't know, in Lucha Underground, but a single match in AAA, if you rip your opponent's mask off, or in CMLL, you lose the match. You get disqualified and the other person wins the match. So I don't know what the rules are in a cage match dealing with your mask, but Johnny Mundo pulled off a sly, slick move to pull off Sexy Star's mask. And that's not it. Now we finally see Drago in the lair of Cobra Moon. He is all chained up. Cobra Moon's like, "You will call me queen?" Drago says, "Never." And then Cobra Moon says, "Okay, whatever, blah, blah, blah." She leaves. Drago breathes fire, which, what do you think about Drago breathing fire?
It's not real.
Oh, we know it's not real. You think he could really blow fire?
No.
Oh, okay. And then we go off the air.
Now that we've finished up recapping that episode of Lucha Underground, let's get our thoughts on each individual match. I mean, we did, but let's do it a little bit more in depth. How did you feel about the first match, the four-way match to become the number one contender for the Lucha Underground World title?
I think that match was supposed to win because he was like the one contestant that was fighting with all his strength, and Cage was too.
Okay, what do you think about that guy who came down and punched Cage? His name's Tejano. What do you think about that?
I think he wasn't even supposed to be in the match.
Yeah, he wasn't even supposed to be there. What about those guys that got jumped in the bathroom by those snake men? How do you feel about those guys?
I feel bad for them because they're fighting in the bathroom. They can't fight anywhere else.
Okay. How do you feel about the Sexy Star and Johnny Mundo, a man fighting a woman?
I think that's illegal to hit a girl. But if they do it on Lucha Underground,
they can do it.
Okay, do you like Lucha Underground now?
Yeah.
Would you watch more of Lucha Underground?
Yes.
Is Lucha Underground better than WWE?
Kind of.
How old are you again?
8.
8. Alright, yeah, my thoughts are, you know, I'm a big time Lucha Underground fan. I'm liking the big time Matt being the actual number one contender, getting to face Johnny Mundo. I think this is going to be a very good match. Never felt the storyline between, Drago and Cobra Moon, but I'm liking these Snake Men. They're big time brawlers. But they're going against the superheroes of the Trios team, the Trios champions, Phoenix and Aerostar. I wonder if they have to find another person to defend their Trios titles, or will it just be a tag match? I can't wait for that to come up. And I was wondering how in the hell Johnny Mundo was going to win this match. And I didn't even think for one second that he would pull off Sexy Star's mask just to get the upper hand, because Sexy Star was out of it, and Johnny Mundo just could have walked out of the cage if that was even a possibility. But I thought that was very wise and smart, because we didn't see the Worldwide Underground come down and interfere in no bit at all. And I do like the Mac getting some laying some smack now, some of the Mac stunners at the end, and it makes the Mac a big time competitor for this championship, just coming down after the match and stunning the hell out of Johnny Mundo.
It being the holiday season, we were unable to get Booker T, I believe, to teach us any Spanish, but we got the next best thing. El Hijo de Finn Fish is going to teach us a little bit of Spanish. Take it away.
I could count to 10 in Spanish. Uno, dos, tres, gato, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. And I could say, hi, friends, in Spanish. Hola, amigos. And that's all I'm going to teach you if you're a starter.
I think you need to restart with those numbers because you still messed up on one, but it's all good. It looks like we're done here. I want to thank you for listening to a show that chats about Lucha Underground. I want to thank the Trending Topics Network for putting a show that chats all about Lucha Underground. I want to thank my special guest at this time, El Hijo de Finn Fish, for jumping on this podcast, because that's what he gave me for Christmas. He wanted to do the show with me, and I am so glad for that. I want to thank my friend, his five types of cool, Anna New Orleans. I'm hoping her a very good Christmas, and I'm hoping all of you out there, make sure you check out my other show on the Trending Topics Network. It is What's on Fight, where me and Mr. Fourth Row watch random wrestling shows provided by the Fight app and report it all back to you. Don't forget all the other wrestling podcasts here on the Trending Topics Network. We have European Uppercut, a European perspective of American pro wrestling. We have WrestleCast, talking about the serious discussion of the non-serious world of professional wrestling. I hope I got the catchphrase correct. And we have SAT, Spanish Announce Table. Check those guys out as well. And if you're not into the wrestling mood during the season, don't forget we have Old School at the Movies. Me and my son actually just went to the movies to go see, what movie did we see?
We went to see Sing.
We went to see the movie Sing. We did a little bit of singing as well in the aisles, and I think he was dancing there for a minute, but it is all good. Don't forget to check out the wonderful podcast here on the Trending Topics Network. And I am so glad that you had wanted to chat. And fuck shit, I am glad that you had wanted to chat with me. And now that we chatted, adios.
Feliz Navidad.
Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. ¡Ajá! ¡Feliz Navidad! ¡Feliz Navidad! ¡Feliz Navidad! Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.